cozy life.
He wants to dress up to her. He wants to... Mostly he'd like to get the attention of other women, I think.
Would you ever use slick up for a man?
No, I never heard of it.
All right, what about primp for a woman?
Yeah, a woman's bad to primp.
But now, is primping putting on clothes or is it putting on makeup?
It's putting on makeup, I think, and fixing your hair and primping. After you get your clothes on, where do you see your clothes going to fit? You see, you know that, or you think you know it. But still, you're going to primp. Fix your face and look and fix and look your hair behind. I don't like that.
Would you ever say a man primp?
Yeah, they primp. That does.
I shave and put some shaving.
Come out Sunday morning with more of the old five on his hair and he could comb it down. I didn't say nothing though.
What about doll up?
Well, that's putting on your new suit and your new dress. No, look how dolled up there.
Doll up too?
Yeah, he'll doll up too, the new suit on, you see.
Would you say a man dolls up or he gets dolled up?
He dolls up. He gets dolled up. No, he does it himself.
Okay. When you go shopping, you might carry your coins in a...
exchange purse.
And around your wrist when you get dressed up, you might wear a...
a watch.
Or a...
bracelet.
Around your neck, you might wear...
beads or a locket.
That was you. It wasn't an
eye
from the door. When it rains, when you go outside, you might put something up over your head.
A parasol.
Or a...
umbrella.
Are they the same thing?
Yeah.
Would you use a parasol in the rain?
Yeah. I say parasol all the time, and he'll say, did you get your parasol? It's going rain, I say, I didn't even get a raincoat.
Okay.
Did it take neither one of them?
When a woman makes up her bed, over it she puts something to make it look pretty.
Sheets and spreads.
When you sleep at night, you put your head on a...
pillow.
And there's a kind of pillow that's very long. An old-fashioned pillow that's...
bolster.
And what is a bolster?
That's two pillows together. And you make this long slip, you see, and there's two round... You don't have that pillar too big, you see, and it fits plumb across the head of the bed, you know, like two pillars. And it's all in the same pillowcase or pillow slip.
I see. There's a kind of cover that people use, not a sheet or a blanket, but it's pieced. It's a...
quilt.
Now, is it sewn?
Yeah, sewn.
What about one that would be, say, tacked?
Well, yeah, that you can tack them,
now,
too.
Is that a quilt?
Yeah, you can tack the quilts. Most everybody, if they make one now, tack them.
If they tack one, will they ever call it something other than a quilt?
Comfort.
All right, now,
probably a comfort.
A comfort. Would a comfort ever be pieced?
No.
It wouldn't?
Because I never have had but one. It was just a solid satin on both sides and then quilted, you know, rickety around.
And we talked a minute ago about, a little while ago, you mentioned something. What about this bed on the floor?
Is it put down on the floor?
I don't know that you're...
well, that's what we call a pallet.
Yes, I just wanted to get that on here.
I wish I had me a little mattress to put down.
I don't understand. Now, why? Now, go ahead, I won't put it in. But I just like to know why you put all that. Is that, did you use that in somewhere else different?
Yes. Have you ever heard of peanuts called anything in particular?
Yeah, goobers.
Anything else?
And peanuts and goobers and tenders.
Jumping around. Maybe we better keep moving along. Land that is very rich and good for planting is
fertile land.
What is a word that's used or words that are used to refer to flat, low-lying land along a stream? Where you'd plant.
They call it bottom land.
Yeah, bottom land. Because that's bottom land is where the land, the dirt is moist. I suppose from the stream or something that's close by.
It's not the same. What would you call a piece of land where the water stands all the time?
That's old pond.
Marsh.